FBI Assistant Director Paul Delacorte says law enforcement is searching for answers as to why a Marine veteran opened fire and then took his own life.
We'll pursue the appropriate interviews, analyze the evidence recovered from the various scenes, look at the forensic evidence.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Democrats are concerned there will be interference into the special counsel's Russia probe by the new acting attorney general.
I do think everybody cares about our Constitution. And when they see this, this is a perilously constitutional moment. I don't say it's a constitutional crisis quite yet, but it's a perilous time.
Acting AG Matt Whitaker has been openly critical of the special counsel. A U.S. appeals court in California ruled the Trump administration must continue a program started under former President Obama. DACA protects hundreds of thousands of immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. I'm Barbara Cusack.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. This ad is brought to you by Case Legal Media. Attention, if you or a loved one had an IVC filter implanted in your body to prevent blood clots to your heart or lungs, you may be entitled to financial compensation. The FDA has issued an advisory that these IVC filters may break, puncturing veins or organs, causing serious injuries, including heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, even death. Even if you have not experienced any injury at this time, the IVC filters are considered a ticking time bomb by many. Call now for a free legal consultation at 800-489-6575. There are no fees unless you get a settlement. Since 2005, there have been thousands of injuries associated with IVC filters. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-489-6575 now to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply. Call 800-489-6575. That's 800-489-6575. Again, 800-489-6575.
The KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for tonight, you're to be clear with the low of 55. Friday should be a sunny day with a high of 77. Friday night looks to be clear with a low of 54. Of sunshine Saturday to kick off the weekend with a high of 79. As we honor our veterans on Sunday, we'll have sunny skies and a high of 77. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 71 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Eagle Pathway would like to invite you to their annual Let It Snow event on November 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. hosted by Living Word Bible Church, located at 3520 East Brown Road in Mesa. Admission is free and features a snow slide, train rides, a petting zoo, face paintings, and children's activities, as well as a toy and food drive for Arizona foster youth and needy families. For more information, visit their website at eaglepathway.org. That's eaglepathway.org.
The Marcus Giovanni Show. That badly needed adult conversation and truth. Leave your politics at the door. Saturdays at 11 a.m. right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX and 1100KFNX.com.
Matchmaker Communications 101 presents The Young Reporters. When you're on The Young Reporters, be prepared to talk about things you never expected. Amazing young reporters with amazing guests. So join us in the classroom every Saturday, 6 a.m.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Achtung, America. This is your Panzer Group Leader, von Wiehunt, the barbarian of the Germanic legions, and the gods Thor and Odin are our guides tonight. And this is our coast-to-coast broadcast, as I broadcast from the Phoenix Bunker in Wolf's Lair. The election is over for the midterms, and the fallout has begun all over America. Now, yesterday, CNN's news hack, Jim Acosta, had this to say during the White House press conference and to President Trump.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms.
Here we go.
That this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
Why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in this election to try to keep
them? I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process, and I want people to come in, and we need the people. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Right. But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
so on. They weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
that. They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. Right. These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. Mr.
President, I had one other question. If I may ask on the Russia investigation, are you concerned that...
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either. So
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you a question, if I can.
You are the best,
Mr. President. You repeatedly over the course.
Okay, just sit down, please. Well, when you report fake news, when you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people. Go ahead.
Mr. President.
That's right. They are the enemy of the people. CNN stands for the Communist News Network. Jim Acosta is nothing more than a Bolshevik hack masquerading as a so-called serious journalist, of which he is not. And neither is Don Lemon. Folks, the caravan coming to America is asymmetrical in its hybrid warfare that is being foisted upon President Trump in America. You heard those questions during the White House press conference. This hybrid warfare is funded by the open border globalists and Democrats and many enemy foreign countries, most notably funded by China and George Soros. Right now, while we are looking at the southern border, Communist China keeps bringing people over to America, into the L.A. ports and at Long Beach and in Seattle and San Francisco, where they are stored in boxcars, tankers, metal merchandise containers, as they work as indentured slave servants in America. Now, Jim Acosta brought up the immigration issue, which is still the number one issue in America. And folks, we don't have any free press in this country. The major newspapers and the mainstream news networks are all bought and paid for. CNN news hack Jim Acosta yelled at the president, was disorderly, and he lightly strikes the White House intern. CNN news hack Acosta and his White House press credentials have been revoked, suspended. And in my opinion, he needs to be permanently banned from the White House. Acosta is not there to report the news or anything. He's simply there to take cheap jabs at the president and the cause trouble. Jim Acosta and Don Lemon are nothing more than street agitators who hate Trump, and Acosta especially. In my view, in my opinion, I believe he hates real America. He hates you, the American people. He attacks the president. He attacks the procedure of the White House press briefing. And the CNN executives are all complicit as they wink and nod and give tacit and verbal approval to Acosta and others in their organization for going into the White House and pulling these stunts, these PR stunts. Acosta always has to be the center of attention, like a child. He's nothing more than a CNN brown shirt journalistic thug who hides behind the CNN banner. Now, my quick thoughts on the midterm elections. Trump was successful and victorious. We gained more seats in the Senate, and the House loss was actually very predictable. I was very hopeful that we could hang on to one or two seats margin of victory. But the Democrats, in my view, have stolen many elections across the country, possibly in Arizona. There's many, many reports of ballots being found in closets and falling off trucks. There's a lot of innuendo coming out of many polling stations tonight. But Trump is successful. One of the best showings ever for a midterm election. So tonight, we'll start the show as President Trump is Mr. Success.
When I walk through a jam, no one knows who I am. Put your head on my chest, and I'm Mr. Success. Never closed me a deal. All at once I'm a wheel. Just your head on my chest, and I'm Mr. Success. Why, I once knew a worrying man. He was a hurrying man with never a second to play. He had appointments to keep, people to meet, and it took 30 hours to make him a day. Not for me, not what I want to be. Just your head on my chest, and I'm Mr. Success. Second to play. He had appointments to keep, lots of people to meet, and it took 30 hours to make him a day. Not for me, not what I want to be. Put my love to the test, that's when I'm at my best. Cause with you, pretty baby, standing by my side, I couldn't be a failure even if I tried. Cause you.
The Von Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Hi, this is Fly Mackie with the Fly Mackie Show. Have you ever wondered why your portfolio never moves? Only goes up a little bit at a time. Maybe 1% if you're lucky. Maybe 4% if you have a good broker. Join the Bitcoin revolution at 480-466-1096. There's been more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency in 2017 than in the history of our country. You want to join the Bitcoin revolution today? That's 480-466-1096. 480-466-1096.
Every day, millions of people move into middle age and beyond, and many experience age-related changes, with memory issues being the most noticeable. It may start with something small, like forgetting an appointment or why you walked into a room, but can lead to a much bigger issue down the road. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health is doctor-formulated and contains the breakthrough memory booster, Cognizin, clinically proven to reduce cognitive inhibition. Ariva turmeric can also be found in this powerful formula, along with a number of targeted whole food antioxidants known for brain health. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health also contains methylated B12, which is important since research indicates that 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor of cognitive decline, potentially leading to memory loss. Ask for Emerald Laboratories Memory Health at your local health food store today, or learn more about it at shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com.
Coming up this week on Intelligence for Your Health, what's a better way to wake up and get energized, coffee or exercise? I'll have the definitive answer from the Harvard Health blog. And our guest is clinical psychologist Dr. John Huber. He'll explain why kids keep trying those crazy social media challenges, even though they know they're risking their health. All that and more this weekend on Intelligence for Your Health. Join me Sunday nights at 9 on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
I welcome you to the Toxic Masculinity Show you've been warned about all over the nation. Our proud sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. This month's giveaway is 0.25 ounce of gold. You can only win that gold coin if you call into the show. Now, tonight, this is our special encore presentation and celebration tonight. We've now been on the air for 3 years here at KFNX. I started this great legendary show November 6th, 2015, star date. It is now November 8th, 2018. 3 years of fantastic radio for your consumption and pleasure, and the radio masses all over America. Welcome to the hottest radio show in the country on a Thursday night. You have reached the octagon. You have reached the Imperium of Absolute Power, the Fuhrer Bunker, and the Wolf's Lair. For we know that there are very many more strange days left in America. Now, last week's episode was 140, and this is a Von Wehunt production tonight, and this is the infamous episode 141 of the legendary show which bears my name, a cult classic with a star date of 11-8-2018, your favorite show, and this is the midterm meltdown show special tonight. This is the three-year anniversary of the show, and we're glad you're here tonight. Now we'll get a caller on. We have many tonight. When you call tonight, this will be a different format for our encore presentation. I want you to state your business. We have 2 or 3 minutes. We want to do a rapid fire segment tonight. And tell us what you like about the show. Maybe a favorite caller. Maybe a favorite topic. And also tell us any feelings you may have about the Von Wehunt Show. Or you can reminisce about the good times that we've all had. Let's get our first caller, the Irish Pirate, who I hope is feeling much better tonight, as our listeners wish him very, very well. Irish, are you there?
Yes, unfortunately not from my bunker, but this time from a local hospital in the city of Phoenix.
Yes, sir.
I stick my neck out, and since we are on topic, I will say that there is only one, and only one, and has only been one, Von Wehunt Show, and what makes it the most special, and I dare anybody to prove me wrong, is that effectively the host is the audience and the audience is the host. If it weren't for the callers, this show would go nowhere, I think, because Von Wehunt would be forced to talk for 4 hours. They'd make him go longer just so we could hear him more often. When in reality, I think the takeover has actually come from the fact that we support that which Von Wehunt has demonstrated by being the barbarian that he is. And in the near future, we're going to find out that the callers do represent the true feelings of the state of this nation and will continue to do so in the years to come. And we're only beginning with a third anniversary. That's what I think, Von Wehunt.
I love that, Irish Pirate. You are spot on as usual. Great comments. And you're right. I mean, look, I am more than happy, folks, to give you the floor, as you all know. Well, if you call into many talk radio shows, and I do go through the dial, and I do listen to many, many other shows. In most shows, you're lucky if you get a minute, and they cut you off. I have spoiled you all, and I like to spoil my audience. So when you call here, if you've got salient points, if you're spot on, you'll notice I'll back up, and I'll give you the floor. I've had people rant for 4 or 5 minutes to get things off their chest. Now, no show will do that except my show. I give you guys plenty of airtime, as you have it well deserved. Because I have the smartest audience in talk radio. The callers that call in, the comments you guys make are really, you are the tip of the spear. We together are. And it's amazing what you guys say. I love it. I love it, Irish. It's good stuff.
And when you bring up a quality topic that is difficult to discuss any other way, most talk show hosts melt down. But not Von Wehunt. He will speak truth to power and usually stab you right back.
That's right. I am not afraid to take on the difficult issues. I call it the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. Most of the other talk radio guys, they're good guys, but they're, you know, not, of course, with KFNX, but other stations especially. KFNX is a radio battleship. But in other stations, you know, in these national people, they know who they are. They're rhino talk radio hosts, like rhino Republicans. They basically duck the difficult things. They stick to the establishment talking points, and they'll have an establishment congressman on, you'll notice, or an establishment news or, you know, person or senator. But basically, they never deviate from that track, and they're very afraid to. They're afraid to ruffle any feathers. Your final thoughts, Irish?
I'm a former member of the Associated Press, and I don't think I want to talk that kind of garbage on any show for that matter. And the chance to be able to say what I want to say, where I want to say it, is right here. And even though today, Von Wehunt, I'm calling from the hospital, and I hope you keep me on even after the call is done, because I have no other way to listen tonight. They don't have on KFNX here. This is, you know, one of those hospitals. I could get CNN here if I want, ABC, CBS, they're all here. But to get what I need, I had to bring my own phone.
Gosh. Irish, we hope you're feeling much, much better in the VA hospital. And we wish you well, and we wish you great health. And I extend that and invoke my audience to wish you well tonight. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you, General Von Weehunt.
Thank you, sir. It's the Irish Pirate, a regular great caller. Let's get the Highwayman on. Let's get him on the night. Highwayman, are you there?
Yes, General Von Weehunt.
Yes, sir.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission granted, sir. How are you?
Most of my thunder has been stolen.
Well.
But that's okay. What I would like to say is congratulations on your anniversary and many more in the future.
Thank you.
What I like about the show is that any topic can be brought up.
Yes.
And, excuse me, I had to clear my throat.
I hear you. Well, I would say this, that all of the shows here on KFNX, we have my compadre's JD, Article 5 Hour, the Talk and Rockin' Show. We're a powerful triad, and KFNX is, you know, we're independent thinkers. We don't, you know, we are off the reservation. We can say what we want. No one tells me what to do. No one tells me what to say. All the hosts, I come in here, and I love live talk radio, raw. You know, there's
also
no pre-taping.
I am also a regular listener to those shows.
You are.
Plus a few others that I won't mention, but...
Right. I've heard you on many of the other shows, and we appreciate you. And we know, we just know that 99% of the people that listen never call in. But they're always welcome to call in. Your final thoughts, Highwayman.
I did have a chance to talk to Louis Gohmert and ask him a question about the voter fraud incidents. Mm-hmm. And a woman from Texas, because I have the ACRU, that's American Civil Rights Union, mm-hmm. Mailing list.
10 seconds, sir.
And they send me, they just had a win in Texas
mm-hmm.
about voter fraud.
Yeah, it's rampant. Highwayman, thank you so much. We've got JD coming up and Paul the Gladiator. Folks, call in 602-277-5369. If you're a fan of the show, tonight's your night. I will give you the floor. Never fear, Von Weehunt is here. Rest assured.
Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
In Thousand Oaks, California, hundreds gathered tonight at a vigil for the 12 people murdered after a gunman opened fire at a Southern California bar last night. Congresswoman Julia Bromley.
I just want this community to know that our hearts break. We are a community in mourning, and our thoughts and prayers are with the families who have lost loved ones.
In Florida's U.S. Senate race, Bill Nelson's reelection bid is headed to a hand recount with a difference of 17,000 votes. Here's his opponent, Governor Scott.
Palm Beach County is also refusing to provide information to the public, and they are illegally refusing to allow official party representatives into the ballot counting area and forcing people to stand behind a glass wall with limited visibility and no ability to hear what is going on. This is a clear violation of Florida law.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 10, NASDAQ fell down 39. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 55. Friday should be a sunny day with a high of 77. Friday night looks to be clear with a low of 54. We'll have sunshine Saturday to kick off the weekend with a high of 79. As we honor our veterans on Sunday, we'll have sunny skies and a high of 77. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 71 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Tune in to Solar Sandy every Monday at 4 p.m., Saturdays at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6 p.m., and Sundays 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and 6 p.m. on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. And get all the latest news and information on all of your solar needs.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You were strolling along in goodwill when just past that mid-century side table and denim jacket you spotted them, nestled in their display case. Miniature donut earrings. Oh, yes! Yes! Your favorite half-breakfast pastry, half-all-day dessert food, made into your favorite form of ear candy. Oh, my. Those bejeweled sprinkles have satisfied some unknown hunger within you. Shh! Do you smell that? That's the sugary scent of shopping success. For this is Goodwill. And with every item you buy, you fund local job training and more. So go forth, bring home those donut earrings, and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The Del Walmsley Show.
We've got to take that 401k apart mentally to get to the point where it's actually going to make some difference. And if we don't do that, then we're not going to be able to solve the problem, because the problem isn't going to be solved simply by doing more of what doesn't work.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
Hi, this is Ken with Online Trading Academy Phoenix. Let's speak frankly. The stock market's near an all-time high. This is a hollow market driven higher only by the Federal Reserve and record margin debt, not the real economy. If you're serious about making money in the market, register for one of our half-day classes to learn how to create more income and protect and build wealth in just a few hours a day. Mention 1100 KFNX and get two free tickets, but seating is very limited, so call 8448-INCOME now.
The Von Wehunt Show, mastering the human domain, making that personal connection. If you can't find the Von Wehunt Show on the dial, then you aren't looking for the Von Wehunt Show. We are on the air every Thursday night at 9 p.m. on our coast-to-coast broadcast. Our motto is strength and honor, and the truth is unbelievable. The truth will set you free as we speak truth to power. And our great sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Let's get J.D. on the line here, the other host of the Article 5 Hour. J.D., are you there tonight?
Permission to come on the good ship, General Wehunt.
Permission granted, J.D. Glad to hear your voice, man. How are you?
I'm a little better now. My blood pressure was up to about 200 after the last newscast, and I just got to calm down. But I wanted to tell you congratulations on your great radio broadcast.
Thank you.
These 3 years just flies by.
They have, man.
I guess I just started a couple of months ahead of you. And, wow, it's been 3 years we've been doing this stuff.
Yeah,
and
we started about the same time.
That's right. And I wanted to say that your show is absolutely unique. And I like to call it radio theater because you have captured the concept of radio is the theater of the mind, and no one does it like you, and no one does it as well as you, sir. So congratulations, and I hope many years to come on this great radio broadcast.
Thank you, JD, from the bottom of my heart, man. Appreciate those kind words, and I'm so glad you're feeling better. And yeah, this is political theater of the mind. And I take you on lots of journeys into your inner sanctum. As we look out, we look inward, and there's a lot going on in the country right now. And your show and mine, JD, and even D-Man's are on the cutting edge, you know?
Indeed, and there's a big rally in Tucson coming up. It's a Patriots rally against Liberal Hate 3.0 at Reed Park in Tucson. And there's going to be lots of people there, and it's a secure event because of the way it's laid out and planned. And there's going to be a lot of speakers there, including myself and Will Smith and a couple others you'd recognize. Wow. I don't have the list in front of me right now. There's probably 8 or 10 speakers that you might know of if I could remember who they were. But, yeah, my friends from the Patriot Movement, AZ, asked me if I'd say a few words down there, and I'm going to do it.
That's an honor. I would definitely go. Yes. Congratulations, JD. That's fantastic.
Yeah, they're on the Facebook page. Those of you guys know those. If you're interested in going, all that info is all over Facebook, man. But we got to do something with this mess here. And after this latest news broadcast and this report from Maricopa County, I'm going to see whatever I can do to start the movement to recall Adrian Fontes. We cannot have that man in charge of Maricopa County in the 2020 election. That is not acceptable.
I agree. JD, thank you so much for calling the show. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you, my brother. Continued success. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. It's JD. Folks, Trump has been everywhere. We've got some more callers that are coming up next. But before we get to them, Trump did a great job in trying to help out our candidate. So I thought you'd like to know that your president was everywhere.
Trump spent the last few weeks traveling the country and holding rallies for Republicans. He's basically been flying from state to state nonstop. And today, he released a song about his experience. Check it out.
I've been everywhere, man, and I've been everywhere. I've been to Puerto Rico, California, Indiana, Montana, Mississippi, Albuquerque, Minnesota, North Dakota, North Korea, Argentina, Arizona, Barcelona, Baghdad, Belgium, Bismarck, Walmart, China, Namibia, Disney World, Palm Beach, Russia, Starbucks, Guatemala, Mar-a-Lago. I've been everywhere, man, and I've been everywhere.
Yeah, that's our president. He's been everywhere. Let's get Paul the Gladiator on and then Matador. Paul, are you there tonight from your North Valley compound?
I am at the compound with Gladiator mask on. Happy third anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And also to JD at the Article 5 Hour. His anniversary was
great show he's got.
Yeah.
It's been also a hell of a ride, man.
Yeah, right. It goes by quick, man. And I wanted to shout out to the Irish Pirate calling in from his hospital room. So get well, Irish Pirate.
Yes.
And you had said to mention your favorite caller, and I got to tell you, my favorite caller, the frequent caller, is definitely Brett the Surfer.
I mean, he's
living the dream, literally surfing around the globe.
Yes.
And
he's living the life, man.
Living a life that you dream of, right?
Right. And that's why I thought, Paul, I would sort of deviate tonight, and we'll have some fun. There's been so much midterm talk. We have all the entire winter to talk about the midterm election, folks, and we're going to, trust me.
Yeah, exactly. I also wanted to let everybody know, you know, I had a great conversation with Justin down at the Arizona Gold Exchange when I picked up the 1/10 ounce of gold coin.
Congratulations.
And yeah, thank you. And, you know, let everybody know that your show has actual real winners of the raffles.
Oh, yeah. We don't mess around.
Unlike some other shows out there. And got to go down there and visit them. Check out not only their gold, but their guns too, right?
Yes. Folks, Paul was the winner of the 1/10 of 1 ounce gold coin. It can happen. And we're doing 1/4 ounce of gold coin this month. So anyone can win, but you got to call into the show. And please call the sponsor as well. They'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, call in, voice your opinion. This is what the Von Wehunt Show is about. Voice your opinion, go back and forth, and, you know, we got to make sure for the next election we get everybody out there to the polls. Bring your family, bring your friends. We got to take back the House in 2020. We got to keep the Senate, and we got to get Donald Trump elected again. And it starts now. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, but that 2020 election starts right now.
Yes, it does. Paul, thanks so much for calling the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Carl.
Thank you, sir. The Gladiator from his North Valley compound. Let's get the Matador on to close out this segment, and then Brett. But Matador from his East Valley bunker, are you here, there tonight?
General Von Wiehunt, I am here. Congratulations to the greatest 3 years in the entire radio. I mean, it's been amazing. There's been nothing like it for the last 90 years of radio, brother. I love it because it's entertainment, it's politics, it's Hollywood, you name it. It's everything in one. I mean, anybody can flip on the radio and hear Trump good, Democrats bad,
exactly.
Some guy blah, blah, blah.
I like to mix it up a little bit, man. You know, have some fun.
Mix it up. I love it. I love the music. I love the Doors you play in there. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
You give us that little snippet, that old Sinatra, the Hollywood.
Yeah.
Amazing, brother. I did want to say on my way home, I was following a truck and a couple of boxes of ballots were dropping out in the freeway. Guys were picking them up, loading them back up. I mean, we can get all upset about we know just keep the days going, keep the dead voting, keep everybody count. It's now we've got to be like to beat a Democrat. I think you need like 52-54% of the vote. It's so slanted there. But I got to give a shout out to Paul Ryan. He was the best Democrat the last 2 years. He did absolutely nothing in the House. He gave away about 30 House seats. Nothing to worry about. Most of all those House seats the Democrats won were just shoo-ins. The Rhino, old him, and McCain, and the rest just gave away. But got to remember, folks, the women outvoted us about 4% this time. A lot of those good Midwestern, let's call it like it is, General Von Wiehunt, that love your show, that listen nonstop, Trump wasn't on the ticket. Look at those guys in West Virginia. He won that state by 40 points. He won 25 points in Montana. They don't care. Mr. Trump's not on the ticket. They've never voted Republican their whole life. They never will. 2020, there's going to be two guys, I say about 180 million votes for Trump. They can't even cheat it out of the way for that, brother. And your show by then will be 5 years on the air. And I expect Trump to give you a little shout out on the air, brother.
God, I love it. Thank you, Matador. Appreciate you. That's awesome, man. Yeah,
you're the best, brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Matador. Folks, he's a very regular caller from his East Valley bunker, Matador. We've got many great callers. You've heard many tonight. We know you're out there, the new callers. Remember, if you're a new caller to the show, one, you qualify for the gold coin giveaway. Two, you get to the front of the line. Now, we're coming up on a hard break here, but Brett, you're next in the next segment, so hang on. We have Brett the Surfer, who's called in from a beach somewhere. Folks, we thank you for being here tonight. The Arizona Gold Exchange has been with us for a couple of years now, and they're fantastic. And we just love you all. And let's have 30 more years on the radio. You are the best audience. But never fear. We know the Democrats are the party of the dead. They have dead people vote for them because they can't get you. And we're going to make fun of the House. We're going to impugn it. We're going to stop the Marxist march from our gallant, powerful Roman Senate. How about those apples? Where we gain seats in your face, Democrats. You're a bunch of losers. You're going down.
The Von Wiehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
It's a great time of year to be outdoors, enjoying local streams and rivers. We assume these waters are safe and clean, but for the most part, no one knows. That's a problem, one we can do something about. The Isaac Walton League of America can help us get started, from stream cleanups to simple water quality tests. Visit iwla.org/radio today. That's iwla.org/radio.
What is your current retirement plan set up for? Would you like to develop a plan that provides income not affected by stock market fluctuation, inflation, and interest rates? Create retirement income that continues to protect you, even in the event of health issues or with the need for long-term care. Schedule a consultation with the Paladino Financial Group by visiting www.paladinofinancialgroup.com and take the first step to planning smart for your retirement. PaladinoFinancialGroup.com.
Brand new on the Valley's independent talk radio station, The Bruce Nixon Show. Tune in to the most intellectually provocative radio broadcast in years. And feast your mind on conversations of consequence as myself and guests unpack issues that matter most. Live from the Lifeboat Coffee Radio Studios at 7th Street and Dunlap in Phoenix, The Bruce Nixon Show delivers on a promise to get you off on a great start. Don't miss The Bruce Nixon Show, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. right here on AM 1100, the Valley's independent talk radio station.
Do you have a business and want to reach people? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, and I've helped thousands of people do just that. Book a spot on my show to get the word out about what you do. Call me at 602-228-4629 or visit my website, networkingarizona.net. Networking Arizona, heard every Tuesday and Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Networking, it makes a difference.
Coming up this weekend on the John Tesh Radio Show, don't wear yellow on a date. That advice comes from psychologist Richard Lewis in his book, Color Psychology. We'll break it down for you. And you don't have to go carb-free to lose weight. If you make sandwiches with pumpernickel bread, I'll explain why the European Journal of Nutrition found eating a slice of pumpernickel with every meal is going to help you drop pounds without changing anything else. This weekend on the John Tesh Radio Show, Saturday nights at 10 on 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
As you all know, I am a proud nationalist. I don't back down from anything I say. But the Republicans and the Rhinos and the Marxist Democrats are not my parties. They don't speak for me or my audience or most of America. Now, the Arizona Gold Exchange is the sponsor. Now, next week, we're talking about money. You know, I wanted to tune into that show. As you know, I have 10,000 radio shows in my head. I'm bringing back Gordon Gekko next week. Hope you like that from Wall Street fame. The Arizona Gold Exchange deals in silver and gold. They are making a difference in your life in all of Arizona. They're a family-run wholesale business. They buy and sell gold, silver, guns, and they buy scrap gold. So ladies, sell your gold and silver jewelry. Get that scrap gold, man. Get some cold hard cash. Pawn services they specialize in. They are also the sponsor of the K2 Adventures for Children, the title sponsor for needy kids here in the Valley. I went to their JW Marriott charity function. It was, again, fantastic. Pay them a visit this fall and holiday season. The illustrious Arizona Gold Exchange. We have a powerful Senate. It's a crying shame that we couldn't keep the House, but those things happen. That's a little Black Oak, Arkansas, I thought you would like. It's a crying shame we can't have the House, but that's okay. We have something much better for you. Brett, the surfer, is surfing off the coast of America, giving us his good tidings, and wishing the Irish pirate well. Brett, are you there tonight?
Yeah, how are you, Vaughn? Just calling from Sunset Beach. Yeah, just some great waves over here.
Nice.
Wanted to congratulate you on your third anniversary and Paul the Gladiator, man.
Yes.
Awesome. On winning, man. That's great, you know?
Yes. We want America to win. We want peace and prosperity. You know? The Democrats want your soul.
Yeah, it was kind of a sad state, you know, when we lost the House here. But, you know, we're going to find out what happens here with Sinema and McSally, right?
So we are. And more ballots keep dropping off trucks. They keep being found in attics and basements and ditches all over Arizona. So, I mean, the way it's going, they found 500,000 votes this week. And another 200,000 votes could just fall out of the sky. Fake votes in Pima County, I've been hearing. Folks, the Democrats are trying to steal many of these midterm elections nationwide. The reports, Brett, are just amazing, coming out of many polling stations and venues. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, it's just a scary thing, you know. It's hard to know who to trust, you know. It's just a sad state when it's just becoming a banana republic, you know, I never thought that we would get to this point. This is almost something like in grade school. Oh, make sure you go and steal all those votes, you know.
It's surreal. That's why I played Strange Days from the Doors. It kind of sets the mood for the show, you know.
Yeah, definitely Strange Days, you know.
Yeah, and every day gets stranger. And that's why the anchor of the show was Frank Sinatra in the front. Mr. Success is, that to me represents Trump, because all the Democrats said blue wave, he's going to get trounced. I said, no. My prediction was pretty spot on. I said, there will be no blue wave. The red tsunami will crash against the blue wave and crush it. And we will get extra seats in the Senate, which we did. And the only thing I said was, if the Democrats don't steal the election, we should be up one or two points and be a minor margin of victory in the House, which I did think that we might retain. But with all the theft of votes and things that are going on by the Democrats, it's no surprise to me that we have magically now lost the House. You know?
Yeah, you know, I can just tell you, I'm riding some red waves out here, and nice. I'm feeling strong, man. So
stay strong, Brett. We thank you for being a big part of the show for 3 years, man.
That's unbelievable, man. Congratulations, Vaughn.
Thank you so much, Brett. Brett and his wonderful family in Phoenix. And, folks, I thought you would like to hear this ad that the Democrats were trying to run. It's their blue wave ad. Well, here it goes.
This Tuesday, November 6th, Democrats are bringing much-needed change to America. There's a blue wave on the horizon, and I have never felt more confident.
The Democrats are taking back the House. It's a win we need, and a win we're going to get. I'm sure of it.
And they say don't trust the polls, but I'm choosing to. We're finally going to put this administration in check.
It's been a minute, but we're going to win. Nancy Pelosi just said so on Colbert.
White women promised to do the right thing this time. They're not going to let us down, right?
We're going to win! Yeah!
This one's in the bag.
Sorry, Republicans. This one goes to the Democrats.
And once we win, will everything suddenly get better? No. There's still a long, hard road.
Kids! Go inside! Mommy told you! Go inside till Tuesday!
Till Tuesday?
Just go the inside!
Me and all my friends can't wait to vote, so we'll see you at the polls next Thursday.
Tuesday.
I know, Mom, I'm kidding.
It was not funny!
So be part of the victory. Get out there and vote. Promise me you're gonna vote.
I am.
Feels pretty good.
We're gonna win! Stay in there! We're gonna win!
We got this.
Oh. You've got to see some of these promos I've got. Go to my Twitter page and you can see them. Folks, always follow me on Facebook or Twitter. Call the show. And just some housekeeping points for this new year. Look, when you're calling the show, we are a one-hour show, so you got to state your business. And when the show grows, we can then talk a lot more. And whenever you listen to the show, turn it up loud and proud so you can hear every caller very clearly. And so you can catch all the utterances and all the nuances of the show. Turn up the volume of the Von Wiehant Show when it comes on every week, loud and proud. And callers, here's how it works. Speak clearly, stand and deliver. State your business. We'll give you the floor if you have very salient points. If I hear you ramble or go off the res or go on many tangents, I may have to reel you back in. Nothing personal, just business, like the mafia says. Back to earth in reality. We're glad that you're here tonight, folks. And after the bloody Roman battles and midterm elections, I feel that we have been victorious. We have defeated the powers, principalities, and demonic forces of the left. We are the kids in America. Never forget that. We're glad you're here tonight. And I'll leave you with this.
And do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.